And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of March, 2015. It's the anniversary of the Great Blizzard, 1888, dumped up to 50 inches of snow along the East Coast, hit New York City particularly hard, 200 persons died. Back then, weather forecasting was done by the U.S. Army Signal Corps, and they did not see this storm coming. Weather in the days before had been mild, temperatures in the 40s, spring apparently just around the corner. Grass was turning green, the trees were budding. But then on Sunday afternoon, the rain came, it turned to snow. That night, the wind came up, gusts up to 80 miles an hour. And by Monday morning, everything in New York City was chaos. All the trains were stopped, the electric lines were not working, the stores were closed, the city was more or less shut down. The snowdrifts were up to 20 feet high. The East River was so blocked with ice that thousands of people crossed over on it as a bridge between Brooklyn and Manhattan. The Great Blizzard of 1888 inspired some changes in infrastructure in New York City. The electric lines above ground were put below ground, and the gas and the water lines. And it was about then that people started to plan to put the transit underground as well. The New York subway was born with the Great Blizzard of 1888. It's the birthday of the playwright Edward Albee, born 1928, author of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Me, Myself, and I. Edward Albee, who said, if you're willing to fail interestingly, you tend to succeed interestingly. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, born Jean-Louis Kerouac in Lowell, Massachusetts, 1922, football star, high school. Got a football scholarship to Columbia in New York, where he met the Beats, Allen Ginsberg, Burroughs, Neil Cassidy, and others. Went off on a long trip around the country with Neil Cassidy, which led to his book On the Road, the manuscript of which sold at auction in 2001 for $2.2 million, a record for a literary manuscript. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, a person of limited palate. I would love to have lived out my years in a cottage a few blocks from the sea, and to have spent my mornings painting out in the cold, wet rocks, to be known as a local artist, a pleasant old man who paints passably well in a traditional manner, a person of limited palate, earth tones and predictable blues, cloth cap and cardigan, baggy old trousers and comfortable shoes. But none of this shall come to pass, for every day the possibilities grow fewer, like swallows in autumn. If you should come looking for me, you'll find me here in Nebraska, 30 miles south of the broad Platte River, under the flyway of dreams. A poem by Ted Kooser, a person of limited palate, from his collection Splitting an Order, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.